This is Steve Sherlock with Franklin Matters number 30. This internet radio show or podcast for Franklin Matters is number 30 in the series. In this particular session, I'll focus on what you should know about what happened this week in Franklin, Mass. This week being the one ending February 15th. Number one, the planning board approved the Walgreens development of the Four Corners property. Traffic at the corner of the 140 King and Chestnut intersection had been a concern. They are coordinating with the town to create a right turn only lane for those coming along King Street so that they can turn right onto 140 and continue heading east. The second lane at that intersection will allow traffic to proceed directly through to Chestnut or to turn left on 140 and head into town. This may still be an issue because of the turning or the volume of the traffic, but it really isn't expected to be a big one. Time, of course, will tell. The surprise for me was in the change of the opening date. During the prior planning board session, the discussion was concerned with the traffic improvements. Would the town get the plans in time, that is April, in order to get them completed for a September or October opening? Now, all of a sudden, the opening is not until April 2010. So something changed in the last couple of weeks, rather dramatically, to get that date changed. You can view both planning board sessions via the video archive now available on the website of the town. The links will be included in the text version for this podcast. Second item, the alumni art show opened at Gallery 218 in the high school on Tuesday. A slideshow of the pictures I took during the opening is available, and the link will be included in the notes as well. And on the disclosure side, yes, Allison Sherlock is related to me. She happens to be the number one daughter, a 2004 graduate of Franklin High School, and a 2008 graduate of Assumption College. Her sister Carolyn is a 2006 FHS grad who is pursuing her studies at Northeastern University and currently working a co-op this semester. Third item up on the agenda, the school committee meeting was a full one Tuesday night. I've already provided the live reporting updates on Franklin Matters, so I'll just point you to the three key presentations. One, on the literacy initiative, how the approach to integrate reading in everything the student does in the classroom, how that will be incorporated over the next couple of years. That's across the board from K through 12. The expansion of the advanced placement courses to include more than the traditional high-graded students, the B-plus students. And thirdly, the high school improvement plan was reviewed by the new principal, Peter Light. The presentation documents for each of these presentations are also available on the links on Franklin Matters. Fourth, still at the school committee meeting, they started discussion on what the priorities should be as they get into the detailed planning for the fiscal year 2010 budget. A level service budget, that is, providing the same level of service next year as we're seeing this year, accounts for the cost increases in salary, benefits, transportation, etc., would require an overall increase of $3.5 million. The town has already told the school to come in with a level funded budget. That means using the same amount of money this year as being budgeted for next year. Considering last year's requirements took 40 positions out the door, the $3.5 million shortfall this year may require another 60 or so positions to go out the door. How that would be done will be the major discussion over the next couple of months. Where will the positions be? Will there be programs cut as well as just the positions? How they will pick and choose? This is something that you all really need to be involved in. It will really change the education in Franklin, and education is our future in Franklin. The fifth item, the town council meeting on Wednesday, was short, lasting less than an hour. They had spent an hour prior to that formal meeting in a goal-setting session. Unfortunately, I was unable to participate in it, so I really don't have any idea what they did. I do plan on finding out, and I would encourage you to do likewise. The meeting, as short as it was, did have some good points of interest. The capital budget will come before the council for a formal vote sometime in March. You may recall that the planning board and the capital subcommittee have already approved both of those, and as I mentioned, they will be coming for the town council for a formal vote at one of the March meetings. Jeff Nutting is really looking to get a better understanding of what the snow budget will be, since they had budgeted for approximately $700,000. We're already spent about $1 million. What snow forecast we have left in whatever winter we have left may require a further adjustment on this capital budget. If we don't get much more snow, the capital budget may be able to go forward as is. So that'll still be a discussion coming up, something you should be aware of. The second key piece from the town council meeting was in the councilor comments section. It was notable for the cautionary words and appeals to sacrifice as the work on the fiscal 2010 budget approaches. I truly encourage you to tap into the town website and view the video archives. You can go straight to the councilor comments section to hear what they had to say. Finally, I want to broach the O word. In all the discussions and news articles about the coming 2010 budget shortfall, one option we should all keep in mind is for an operational override. Yes, that's the O word, override. Not a good topic, but above all the other times it has been proposed, now would actually be a good time to pass one. We have dug ourselves into a hole depending upon state revenues to cover our operational requirements. The state is not going to be increasing aid anytime soon. Franklin needs to step up and start paying their own way. If we don't do it this year, it's going to get harder and harder to do so. Yes, it will be a sacrifice, but one real benefit we will get is that for every tax dollar we put up for Franklin, it stays in Franklin. We'll be able to see exactly how and where it goes. I'll leave it there for now, but we'll come back to this override topic as the budget season progresses. So to recap this week, ending February 15th in Franklin, Walgreens is coming. It'll be opening in approximately April 2010, unless the date changes again. Gallery 218 is open at the high school, and it features artworks of Franklin High School alumni. The school committee meeting has multiple presentations worthy of viewing. The capital budget will be coming up for vote in March. 2010 will be a tough budget, but there also should be an override option to offset job and service cuts. We're going to have to determine what we're going to want to live with here in Franklin. The week ahead should be relatively quiet as school vacation is upon us, and there are no major meetings scheduled by the town council or school committee. There is a financial planning committee meeting on Thursday, the 19th. Have a great week in Franklin, or wherever you are this week on school vacation week. This podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow citizens of Franklin, Mass. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at sherstev@gmail.com. SHERSTEVE, all one, @gmail.com. And the musical intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network, John Schmidt. Powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.